The reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Sally. So as I begin, let's just say a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, May my spoken words be faithful to your written word and lead us to the living word, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in our Bible reading this morning, Jesus goes missing, and Mary and Joseph, his mum and dad, have to find him. Often, the lessons in the Bible are very simple, and we have two very simple lessons in this morning's Bible passage, don't we? First lesson, mums and dads, don't forget your children. Second lesson, children, always ask your mum and dad's permission if you want to go anywhere or do anything. But there's always more to a Bible story than a simple lesson, because the point of the Bible is to point us to Jesus. Now, this is the only story that we have in the Bible where we learn something about Jesus as a boy. It's a story full of wonder. The wonder of a 12-year-old boy, Jesus, going to a great festival in the big city. The wonder of the teachers who were amazed at this boy. The wonder of Mary and Joseph as they see their son among these very clever and important men. And the wonder of Mary as she treasures all these things in her heart. Now, Passover is a very important Jewish religious festival, when the Jewish people remember how God rescued them from slavery in Egypt. From all over Israel and from every country around, thousands and thousands of Jewish people went to Jerusalem to celebrate this festival. It was busy and crowded and exciting. Now, perhaps we can imagine how excited Jesus might have been to be part of such a huge event. They didn't have cars or trains either. They walked. For Jesus and his family, it was a walk of 70 miles from Nazareth to Jerusalem. It would have taken them 5 days. Nowadays, it would take us 2 hours by car. They would have travelled in large groups. The young folk would have walked together with their friends and then come back to their family for meals and to make camp in the evening. And the nearer they got to Jerusalem, the greater the excitement. And then, at last, Jesus would have seen the great temple, this huge area, 300 metres by 500 metres by 300 metres by 500 metres. The vast open courtyards, there would have been money changers, people selling animals for sacrifice, people selling food and all kinds of other things. And there, at the centre of the great square, was the temple compound itself, where only the Jewish people were allowed. And here's the centre, the temple compound. 200 metres long by 100 metres. Can you see how small the people are by comparison? It was built of white marble and decorated with gold, and it was a grand and dazzling sight from every side. And then they would have gone in to the temple compound, and there would have been singing and music and loud blasts on trumpets and the smell of perfumed smoke and the smell of sacrificed animals being cooked on the temple fires. Can you see all the priests in white? And can you see the priests with the big trumpets at the back and the other priests in front of them singing? They were singing the psalms. And in the middle, the great fire where they were cooking the sacrificed animals. Smoke and smells and noise and crowds. And at the heart of the temple, in what they called the Holy of Holies, was where they believed God was. Imagine if you were Jesus seeing this for the first time. What would you have felt? After the festival was over and it was time to go home, that's where we get the mix-up. Maybe Jesus wanted just one more look at the temple before he went home. Maybe he thought he could catch his mum and dad up. Perhaps he just got caught up with the atmosphere and the excitement of the place. Perhaps he began to listen to the teachers to speak and ask questions. And before he knew it, it was too late. Now the temple complex, as we've seen, was huge. It was probably common for people to sleep there. Perhaps a family took care of him, knowing that his mum and dad would probably be looking for him. Now, Joseph and Mary didn't notice Jesus was missing for a whole day. Now, any parent who has ever mislaid a child knows the panic that sets in at this point. It's a mix of fear, helplessness, and physical sickness. As soon as they could, they headed back towards Jerusalem, probably stopping to ask every group of travellers they met if they had seen their son. But they didn't find Jesus on the road, and they couldn't find Jesus back in Jerusalem. But then, on the third day, they eventually found him in the temple courts. Jesus was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. The teachers were amazed. Joseph and Mary were also amazed. Then Mary asked Jesus why he had treated them so thoughtlessly. Now, I don't think Jesus meant to be thoughtless or uncaring. He just answered with simple children's logic. Where else would you expect me to be? The Son of God belongs in God's house. Mary and Joseph didn't really understand. And so they went home, and Mary treasured all these things in her heart. Because that's what mums do. They treasure things in their hearts. Rachel will already have treasured many things in her heart. Hearts are amazing things, aren't they? They are able to hold so much love. Sometimes it feels as if there's so much love in our hearts, they're going to burst. But that's because they're not meant to hold the love, are they? They're meant to let the love out. The love is meant to flow out to the people around us. Now, children, you may not realize it, but your mums and dads look at you in amazement all the time. Each of you is very, very special. Not only to your mums and dads and your families, but especially to God. Because he has only ever made one person just like you. That goes for grown-ups too. The Bible says that you are awesomely and wonderfully made. You are awesome and wonderful. But your mums and dads also wonder and worry about what kind of world you will grow up in. They wonder about what you will grow up to be. Jason and Rachel would have looked at little Isaac and wondered about his future, I'm sure. Jesus went home with Mary and Joseph, and he was obedient to them, and he grew in wisdom and maturity. Everyone would have expected Jesus to grow up to be a carpenter, just like Joseph. But instead, he grew up to become the greatest person in history. And one of the things he said when he grew up was that he came into the world so that we might all have a life overflowing with good things. By that, Jesus didn't mean more money than we need, more things than we can use, or more food than is good for us. He meant a life that is spent knowing him and knowing his love and sharing his love with others. A life that we will live with Jesus happily forever after. Our little prayer for Isaac, for each child and grown up here, is that we will all live every day of our lives with Jesus, and that we will live our lives overflowing with his love. Let's pray for that now, shall we? Lord Jesus, help us to never lose the wonder of your love for us. Help us to live every day of our lives with you, and help us to always share your love with others. Amen.
Amen.